You're listening to SBS News.
In this bulletin, Greens leader Adam Bandt criticises the federal government's inflation response. LGBTIQ plus community devastated over census emissions. And in tennis, Iga Swiatek advances to the second round of the US Open. Hello, I'm Peggy Giacomelos, and this is the latest from the SBS News team. The Greens leader Adam Bandt has torn into the Albanese government's economic record, condemning their anti-inflation policies and efforts to ensure affordable housing for Australians. In an address to the National Press Club, Mr. Bandt criticised what he calls the government's failure to address price gouging by mega corporations like Coles and Woolworths, who have recorded high profits while steadily raising prices on consumers. This comes as the Australian Bureau of Statistics revealed the monthly consumer price index rose by a stronger than expected 3.5% over the 12 months to July. The most significant price rises were housing, alcohol and tobacco. Workplace Relations Minister Murray Watt has condemned the Greens over their presence at union rallies yesterday. Greens MP Max Chandler-Mather has come under fire for giving a speech at a rally in support of the Construction, Forestry and Maritime Employees Union in Brisbane, appearing alongside a sign depicting Prime Minister Anthony Albanese in a coffin. Tens of thousands of people gathered across Australia calling for a reversal of the government's decision to place the construction arm of the union into administration amid allegations of links to organised crime and corruption. Mr. Watt says Chandler-Mather's speech reflects poorly on the Greens.
For Max Chandler-Mather, the Greens MP from Brisbane, to share a stage with people with that kind of Nazi references, coffins, let alone the behaviour that we've seen from some CFMEU leaders around organised crime, bikies and violence, I think that says a lot about the Greens Party, that they're prepared to grandstand and turn a blind eye to the repeated behaviour of certain union officials in that union.
Refugee advocates are mourning the death of a 23-year-old Tamil asylum seeker and activist in Melbourne. Mano Yogalingam's family fled to Australia by boat in 2012 when he was just 11 years old due to alleged threats from the Sri Lankan military. The Tamil Refugee Council says he and his family have been on a temporary bridging visa for 12 years and he had been waiting for news that they could permanently settle in Australia. Lavanya Tavaranja, an activist and friend of Mr. Yogalingam, told SBS he's been an important figure in the movement, fighting for more recognition for asylum seekers and refugees, and his loss is devastating.
It's very hard to see we're losing a lot of refugees like this. Community is depressed, and Mano was very strong activist. His loss is it's unacceptable for all the refugee community.
Deputy Prime Minister Richard Marles says the government is trying to avoid division within the community by keeping the census questions the same. Labor promised to amend the census to include questions about LGBTIQ plus identity before the last election, but has since decided there will be no changes to the questions used in 2021. The census survey happens every 5 years and helps inform the government about Australia's population for future policy decisions. Mr. Marles says the party is trying to avoid sparking debates.
We are taking in broad terms to the next census the set of questions that went to the last census. And we are doing that because we do not want to open up divisive debates in the community now.
In tennis, Iga Swiatek has overcome a slew of unforced errors to secure her spot in the second round of the US Open with a 6-4, 7-6 victory over Russia's Kamila Rakhimova. The world number one pole, who counts the 2022 US Open among her five Grand Slam titles, converted three of six break point chances, but also racked up 41 unforced errors on the way to securing the victory. Then the pole saved three set points before edging through to the second round in a meeting with Ena Shibahara. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. That's the latest from the SBS newsroom.